other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up in the second hour here on December 7th, 2006, the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attacks by the Imperial Japanese Navy and their air forces, we have Admiral Kimmel's son coming on broadcast to discuss the real history of that provocateur event. That was not government-sponsored terrorism. It was a provocateured and sheltered and prepared event. There are different types of government ops, and this is one of those three types. So we'll be going over that today, because staged crises, orchestrated crises, are the zeitgeist of the New World Order. They are the juggler artery to their larger operations. Let me just run through some of the news I've got in front of me we'll cover in this first hour. FDA, Food and Drug Administration, rejects new limits on mercury in vaccines. Now, I know the news for the last 5 years has been telling you there's no mercury in them, but if you read behind the major headlines and Fox Television and CNN, you will learn they've actually increased the mercury fivefold on average with the measles, mumps, and rubella, triple jab, and, of course, good old flu vaccinations. No one really knows why they've increased it. I mean, they haven't told us. We know why. It's like, oh, you're trying to avoid the mercury? We'll just increase it. FDA rejects new limits on mercury in vaccines. Group petitioned government to restrict use of controversial preservative. This is Associated Press itself posted on MSNBC. Also, Prince Charles is saying we're living on borrowed time. Of course, the answer is world taxation and forced population reduction. This is the London Evening Standard. We'll be going over that for you. The Iraq Study Group and others are claiming most U.S. forces will be out by 2008. But if you read the fine print, that means they'll still have a huge contingent of U.S. forces. They'll just be under some type of NATO auspice, so it won't really, I guess, be U.S. forces. Also, the Sears Tower caught fire yesterday, but they're in Chicago that Larry Silverstein owns. But it didn't collapse. Steel buildings never do, but just like when the World Trade Center's had fires multiple times in the past, they didn't collapse. But it's interesting that it didn't collapse this time. Also, another story here out of Wired magazine, say hello to the goodbye weapon. They are deploying the microwave guns in Iraq and soon to deploy them here in the United States. Fairness and accuracy in reporting. FAIR is covering Glenn Beck, one of the chief neocon operatives, posing as a nonpartisan, and he is calling for Muslims to be put in concentration camps. He's threatening them with it. That's the headline. Flirting with fascism on CNN, headline news, host Glenn Beck, a sniveling little bug-eyed creature, threatens Muslims with concentration camps. You can be assured they'll put a few Muslims in them, but that's not who they're for. Oh, no. They're bringing in record levels of Muslims. It's for gun owners, property owners. It's for patriots. That's the main target of the New World Order here in the United States and Canada. Also, fingers, eyes, DNA, x-ray, behavior, rubbish, spending, habits, meal choices, surveilled Brits reduced to the sum of their profiled parts. Good article by Aaron Dykes today, very lengthy. Also, we'll finally get to my comments on Apocalypto, opening in theaters nationwide tomorrow, and a lot more. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got a son of one of the top admirals out in the Pacific when Pearl Harbor took place joining us. Coming up later in the second hour, and then we have Judge Napolitano coming on to talk about his new book that breaks down how America is turning into a complete police state and our freedoms and the bedrock of what this country is. Its very soul is dissipating like vapors at dawn when the first rays of light strike it. So we'll be talking to him in the third hour. We'll also have open phones on this December 7th. Yes, it's the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, December 7th, a day that will live in infamy, a staged event. We'll be discussing that provocateur event coming up in the next hour. Let me just get into this first. Oh, and I should have told you this earlier, John, during the break. Will you go find the Mercury's Good for Your Brain clip? We play that every month or so when this comes up because, again, don't believe us. We're radicals that say mercury's bad for your brain. You know, we actually post electron microscope video of what happens when just minute particles of the major universities have done studies on this. We show you their electron microscope video when mercury comes in contact with neurons in the brain, it doesn't just do what normal heavy metals do, where it just toxifies them and kills them. It causes an electrochemical explosion. It's the only metal, I guess you could call mercury a metal, it's akin to it, that causes this electrochemical explosion that they've discovered. And so it's like acid. It doesn't, most heavy metals, you know, we eat heavy metals, they're in the ground, they're in the food we eat, they're in the nutrients that plants pull up into them. You actually need most heavy metals, even poisonous heavy metals, even a little bit of other toxic elements in their compounds and molecules, like cyanide, the cyanide molecule. You even need a little bit of that. And you even need a little bit of mercury, but very small amounts, because mercury, and again, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a biologist, I'm telling you what top scientists, major universities have said. So you can go to all the experts and then find out and really become an expert yourself. But just don't believe me. Mercury really is bad for you. It's particularly bad. Because again, it doesn't just toxify and build up plaques. Normally, heavy metals will build up against cells, kill them, but don't cause them to basically short and explode. And it doesn't have the corrosive effect that just continues eating through. I mean, one little particle of mercury just continues on its merry way, eating through your brain cells continually. Very scary stuff. And we've had scientists, we've had medical doctors on, we've had folks that study the brain, I guess the neuroscientist. And so to boil it down and not be so long-winded, my trademark, it is particularly bad in the brain and causes an electrochemical, electrical reaction that short circuits and kills cells at a much more rapid rate than other metals and other toxins. So FDA rejects new limits on mercury in vaccines. Group petitioned government to restrict use of controversial preservative. This is the Associated Press. But before we do that, here is CBS News locally, KI in Austin, 3 years ago, and simultaneously in every major CBS around the country, because I went and spot checked it when I saw this. I knew that it was little news packets that the CBS Broadcast Center sends out with the video packets, and then they just simply have their news reader talk over it. This is how, and for the locals, they just think, oh, it's canned news, makes our job easy, allows downsizing, but really, what it's really about is centralizing news and information. So this is really a national news story. It was all over the country the same day, telling everyone with the same video, just a different voice over it, in your area, I'm sure you saw it, telling you that these new independent studies, which were really federally funded, show that mercury actually helps children's brains. So I thought we'd play this one more time. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Now, the bigger story here isn't just the mercury, I'll get back to that in a minute. I don't talk enough about this. In 1999, Fox News, CBS, and NBC all announced they were going to merge their news gathering into the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. And so if you wonder where CIA and Defense Intel and hired PR, InfoWar mercenaries are working, that's one of the main nodes. And that piece you just heard is clearly written by a PSYOP specialist. Let me tell you why we know that. Notice that they talk about something positive. Oh, there's a life-saving development. And they talk about, hey, we've got something to save you money and help you out with your eyes, another great development. And right in the middle of that, real fast, oh, and mercury's good for you, too. So they're giving you good news here. You see, I mean, that's just simple, basic propaganda. And we know it came out of CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. Now, I knew that when I heard it. I have the videotape around here, but when I saw it, Mike comes in with it. We play it on the local TV show. We analyze it, and I knew that when I got home that night, this is key. I knew when I typed in their headline that I would see it all over the country, and literally hundreds and hundreds, and I quit looking after, 10, 15 deep in the search. You know how on Google it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? I mean, I went deep, and it was the same headline, same report, and I tracked it back to CBS Broadcast Center. And again, they package these reports. They are T1'd now, not so much satellited anymore. They are T1'd into your local station, and there's really no local news other than a few reporters that go out and show a wreck or some opening of a new city building or a library or, you know, some crime story, and maybe some local sports. That's local. But key news on health, the war, politics, nationally, internationally, that is all canned. And that is all then, this has been going on for about 8-9 years, but it got really bad in 2000 when they set up the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan for this news gathering. I forget the exact name. The grouping has a name. It was all over the news at the time. They were very proud of it. It'll pop in my head in a second. This shows the packaging of it. And it's the same thing every year right before school starts, about a month before. It's the law. You'll be arrested if you don't vaccinate. And you can go take the ABC, the CBS, the NBC, the Fox headline. You can type it in, and there it will be, the exact headline or the similar headline. And then the text, the exact same words, even with different names on it. And it's amazing. Of course, there is no law you have to vaccinate your children, but they are just telling you over and over and over. And then to create the illusion that it's a law, they play a sophisticated fraud. Think about the magnitude of this. They run a scam where the school kicks your child out because they haven't been vaccinated because it's a policy, not a law. They don't tell you that under federal and state law, there is a vaccine waiver, which you don't even really have to sign on to, but then the school has to immediately allow your child back in if you do sign it. Again, it's like 501c3. Nobody ever had to get that back in the 50s when they started it, and then LBJ codified it into the Federal Register in the 60s. Churches didn't have to have that, but as soon as everyone is prepared and then it's custom, then they start announcing it's the law, and then people go and adopt it, and then they use these civil courts, which are color of law, these maritime admiralty courts that call themselves administrative law, to then go after you. I mean, it's total crime. And an example of this fraud, for police out there that are rolling their eyes and don't get this, how they're involved, how bureaucrats are involved in a massive hoax. Now, believe me, the prosecutors and judges know this, but the cops and others don't. So I want to tell you about the hoax. Here's an example of the hoax. Okay, one small little part of it, you can go vet and verify right now. Okay? There is no law you have to take vaccines. But the school will claim that it is their policy, but then you'll go read state law. This is nationwide. You can't kick somebody out for a policy. You can't expel or suspend. Okay, they have to be violating some base state law, which then there's a policy written to follow the law. No. But you can't have a clear policy saying you'll be expended or expelled if you don't take the prescribed number of vaccines. It was 20-something a few years ago, then 30-something, and now next year they're saying it's going to be 45 vaccines on average right here in Texas. That's the number. Most states have that number. Some have even higher. It's all federally written guidelines. Again, guidelines, not laws. They expel your child. They suspend your child. And then because, and boy, this is great alchemy. I mean, I don't know how they do this. They then say it's criminal truancy, and then they turn you over to truancy court when they triggered the expulsion, and then they say on the news, oh, the child, the parent was arrested for not taking the vaccines. See how that works? Very slick. Very slick. We'll be right back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
People sleeping in the street.
back. Now, I tell you, I didn't mean to play 2 minutes of that song, but every time I hear it, there's another kid that'll never get to go to school, never get to have friends, never get to be cool. That's what the New World Order does. They ruin society because they're threatened by free, independent, happy populations. They want you weak. They want you dependent. They want you in the system. Now, let's be clear about this. There is no law that you have to take vaccines. But they play a trick by kicking you out of school. Then they charge you with truancy. That's how they go after you. And they'll have a few publicized cases in every town, every major city. And they'll, oh, look, this parent got arrested. This child got arrested. No vaccines. And I've been on the air and talked about this. And I've had teachers call in and go, yeah, well, we know, but we know it's not illegal, but we need to make everybody because it keeps them safe. And I go, oh, so now you lie because it's for the better good, isn't it? It's sick, 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 sick. But let me expand on that. How did I learn about this scam? It was totally separate from vaccines. In 1998, they had the Absence Student Assistance. It's like the IRS calls itself a service. The Absence Student Assistance Program. And it was a federally written grant and program being, quote, piloted in Austin. They always say, oh, you've been chosen. Hundreds of school districts were doing it at the time. Now it's all over the country under different names, sometimes under the name ASAP. And the reason we knew about it is this happened to Mike Hansen's son. And it happened to neighbors. And it happened to everybody that we knew that had children because the hunger of the state to get people in the system was such that they couldn't get real truancies. In fact, I was amazed. Criminal truancy was 14 absences at that time. I haven't seen the state law since then. 14 absences unexcused in a semester. That's criminal. Okay, I mean, that's pretty reasonable, at least on the surface. You know, 14 times, that you are definitely truant, baby. No. Folks, they were grabbing kids for one absence where the parents forgot to call, write a letter, write a note. I remember times when my mom, my dad, and me got the flu, and we weren't, you know, nobody went to work for 2 or 3 days. I didn't go to school, and you know, then they finally got a note. No. There are CPS workers with constables or sheriff's deputies at your door before the day is over. I remember back when I was about, was it 10? We all had the flu. My sister hadn't come along yet. We're all crawling around the floor. Neighbors got to come over and help us. We all had the flu so bad. Can you imagine CPS at your door trying to knock it down because you're all inside sick? See, that's how out of control all this is, but it gets worse. They were charging people with criminal truancy when the state law said 14 for one. And then we found out something even worse. See, they were charging people when there was no law. You'll be surprised some people go to prison for not even violating one of their laws, as if there ain't enough laws. But it gets worse. And I'll tell you about that, get into the vaccines when we return, and then get into world news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good. I got an idea, I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas, hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights. Though I'm there illegally, I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There's no controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. Yep, turnabout's fair play. Heck, I already love the food and tequila. I'ma fly that Lone Star flag at Old Glory every day. I'm gonna celebrate every 4th of July. I'm gonna make them print them forms in English just for me. I'm gonna marry me a pretty senorita We're going to have free medical care and free education for all our kids. Heck, playing my old guitar is the only other skill I got. I want to see old George Strait a little.
Hey, gringo, you're swimming the wrong way, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, amigo. Hey, amigo. You got a sister?
Yeah, they'd break your jaw, gouge your eyes out, and pour Tabasco sauce down your nose. That's how they torture you. They torture most people that go to their jails. They find anything illegal, even an old 22 shell under your seat. They'll suck every dime out of your family, and they'll put you in a dirt floor jail. How do you like that? You ask anybody to do anything in English in a court proceeding, you'll never be seen again. They'll take you out in the desert and blow the back of your head off and throw you in a shallow grave, like they do right over most of the Texas border. What, in two separate towns, they dug up over 100 bodies on both sides of women they like to rape to death and kill? Yeah. But that's all kept real quiet, isn't it? It's kept real quiet until now. The Associated Press does report that illegal aliens don't have to show ID. Illegal aliens don't have to do anything to get bank accounts and housing loans. And why is that? Because the New World Order wants to break down both of our countries. Now, the Mexican people are great people, wonderful, hard-working, good people. But their government is totally and completely corrupt. Vicente Fox was a known CIA asset. They recruited him right out of the Coca-Cola company. The new right-wing guy they've put in clearly lost the election by a landslide. The people have tried to revolt. The more courage the American people have, the stolen elections, and they've been machine-gunning them in the streets, killing American reporters. So I don't blame the Mexican people for wanting to come up here and have a better life and take care of their families. But I do have a problem with the Los Zetas drug gangs controlled by our own government in Sela Castillo, the head of the DEA in Latin America, Vietnam veteran, police officer. He's done it all, Border Patrol. He's worked all the jobs, folks. And he's told you right here, Los Zetas killing and kidnapping and murdering the Mexican people and the American people works for the U.S. government. Works for the CIA, just like the death squads they hired in Nicaragua and El Salvador and Colombia and Honduras. Two years after Sela Castillo, three years ago, told you about it, about a year ago, it was in the news, that they've hired thousands of former death squad operatives and their commanders to take them to Iraq. It's absolutely horrible what's happened. And I didn't know we had that song in the queue rotating, and now I've already been diverted off into another subject. And it is... I mean, we know George Bush is evil, right? Right? Well, he's for total blanket amnesty and open borders. By the way, people keep getting their numbers wrong. There are 90-plus million Mexicans, and that's an old census from 2000, in Mexico. Their population just 30 years ago was 60 million. Okay, 30 million illegals are here now. And a foreign liberation theology, you can, just like Greg Palast told you, peak oil for the liberals, was written up by Dutch Royal Shell 10 years ago, and the liberals think, oh, there's no more oil, we got to have a global tax. Well, just like that was created, that fake revolution, they went and told and took existing legends and existing truths in some cases and told the Mexicans, hey, all your problems are because of America. And in part, that is partially true. A lot of the problems were because Chase Manhattan and Citibank teamed up with the elites of Mexico to dominate and dispossess their populations and kick the indigenous populations off their little cornfields and drive them up to Mexico City. UN biospheres are down there, which they grabbed their land in the last 20 years, and now they sell to the gringos from Italy, Germany. They're really the biggest group are moving down to areas of Mexico, taking over the property that was stolen from the indigenous. They don't even know it. People buying it don't even know it. They drive them all up to Mexico City, where half the population of 33 million in that city alone lives literally in cardboard shanty towns next to black sludge rivers. I mean, they're actual like black yogurt. I've seen footage of it, teams that have gone down there, human rights groups. And so, of course, they'll do anything to get up here. But what does the fake left do once they get here? They tell them, oh, the Southwest belongs to Mexico. We need to break it off. That's all part of North American Union. It's part of creating like a French separatist group, like in Canada, to then divide the country further, to then reconfigure it back into a North American Union, where they then have, quote, autonomous zones, just like they're breaking Iraq into three parts. So get past the pride and the, you know, you've been downtrodden and they've given you a false pride of this is really Mexico and so you're going to get the gringo and the gringo did it all to you. No, there are a lot of stupid gringos who are racist and think they're part of the elite, so they serve the elite, but they're not part of the elite. And the elite is using you against the United States. And so you got to get sophisticated. All Americans do. All foreigners in this country need to get sophisticated. And realize open borders are the death of this country. And any republic, any Bill of Rights that was left, and Lord knows this country hadn't been perfect, but the elite do hate it and do hate that Bill of Rights and do hate the middle class, because anybody who's got enough money to be independent and who can travel and who can not be on the basic dole, they don't like. So they like the illegals to drive down the wages. They like the illegals to balkanize the nation. They like the illegals because through their leftist control groups, they can give the order, and every U.S. city will burn to the ground. So it's divide and conquer. The globalists do whatever they can to break down nation states, whatever they can to destroy middle classes, and they're doing a good job of it. Okay? Now that's the game plan. That's what's happening. And the Democrats teamed up with Bush are going to have total amnesty next year if we don't stop them somehow. I'm calling it a guest worker program. We'll have a North American ID card. They're already rolling the new U.S. ID card into that. It's all official. It's all public if you know where to look. And that's the bottom line. Hey, listen, I don't care if the Southwest is a majority Hispanic. As long as they're pro-gun, anti-UN, anti-New World Order, I could absolutely care less. But I do care that you have a majority in the Southwest, and I would say about half of that majority thinks this is Mexico, and it's I go up and I talk to the illegals, I talk to naturalized, and it's just all, yeah, this is Mexico, so what? Yeah, we're taking over, and I'm like, you're not taking anything over. You're being used to drive down the wages and break down the country and then have some balkanized, you know, sectarian internal race tension. What the New World Order can't stand, as I said yesterday and the day before, is us coming together. And at the same time, Mexicans from Mexico, they know what a devalued dollar means. They know about the global elite. They are smarter and more informed in almost every case with common sense and ingenuity than the American people, who become fat and decadent, and I mean fat psychologically, I mean just slovenly, myself included. Adversity does that to people. But you watch what happens to these Mexican immigrants. Just one generation here, their kids are totally spoiled rotten, just like everybody else's children. Because this current culture, this current consumer culture, destroys families and societies. Even the incredibly strong Mexican culture, with its familia, its raza, is being annihilated by the New World Order once it gets here and forged into the amalgam of the mind-numb zombies we become. And that's my message. Okay, I've already been diverted off. I got a bunch of news I want to get to before these guests come up. That's why we're not taking calls right now. So to put it in a nutshell, going back to the vaccines, they tell you it's the law, you got to take vaccines. It's not really true, but to create the illusion of arrest, they suspend or expel the students, then charge them with truancy crimes, and then announce that they were arrested because of not taking vaccines. Very slick. But then you go look at the truancy law, it's 14 absences that are unexcused. But they are sending CPS with constables and others out right here in Austin with the ASAP program on the first unexcused absence by the end of the day because the parents kept their child home and were too busy or they were sick too and didn't call. You see, it's the nanny state where, you know, in D.C., a little girl gets off one stop before her stop to get a hamburger. Remember, that was in the news, and so they arrest her. Or somebody's got a cricket ball on the train in their suit, you know, going to play a game, so they get a ticket. Or, you know, you forgot your driver's license in your car, so they arrest you. You're not wearing your seatbelt. It's about getting everybody into the system. But now it's when there's not even a law. Then under the ASAP program, Absent Student Assistance Program, three tardies. And by the way, folks, I used to have to, when I was in high school, carry my books in a big bag, in a leather backpack. Love that backpack. Where is this black leather from Norway my mom bought me? Got a Viking ship on it. Side issue. That's in my garage. Great backpack. I would have to go into Anderson High School, big high school. I would literally, in a five-minute break, and I was never tardy, I would have to carry that bag and sometimes go to my locker and quickly get stuff. And if I had to, well, I wouldn't have time to go to the bathroom to urinate. So I would then go to the class and ask permission to, hey, can I go to the bathroom? And the teachers all liked me because I was so good. I was just quiet by the time I was a senior in high school. I just wanted out of there. And I would be able to then go relieve myself. Because, I mean, I remember running into the bathroom, and I don't mean to get into detail here, but having to just, you know, pressure myself to get my bladder emptied, to run to the class as the bell was ringing. And people would all come in, you know, 4 or 5, 10 people, sometimes more would be, 30 seconds, a minute late, the teacher would ignore it. They were reasonable. Well, that was 10, 12, 13, 14, almost 15 years ago now. Man, hard to believe that long ago. Not anymore. You get three tardies. Because this happened to Justin. I'm going from memory here. Mike can call in. Before the day ended, they were there. And Justin was a good kid. He's now graduated, married, got a child. Married a nice señorita. And so it's hard to believe these little kids, you know, and they're adults. But then it happened again. That's why we got involved in it. Where he was late three times in a month. And so they started criminal proceedings against Mike. And I remember Mike went before Judge Gene Meir, who is this psychopath. And they have a whole juvenile justice center named after her. And this woman, literally, I've seen her on the news, I've seen her in court, she screams at parents and orders them under threat of arrest to sign forms to put their children into probation when there's not even a law, and through total intimidation, and now they've extinguished all the blue-collar workers who weren't educated and rolled over, now they're into the middle-class people, and they shake and go sign it. Mike said, go ahead and put me in jail. She's threatening with contempt. I was there for one of those meetings, a big battle. He goes, my son was late three times, that's not truancy, here's the state law. Sign it or you're under arrest for contempt. I mean, this is the Soviet Union. Well, we did the smart thing. We then went to the county commissioners. Every Tuesday morning when they had the meeting, they would send the SWAT team in to try to intimidate us, tell us not to speak. That's on video. I'd tell them, we got to get those old tapes and put them on TV. I'd tell them, I'm going to sue them. Then they started respecting us and rolled over and then woke up to the First Amendment. We would get up there and speak. And we pointed out the state law. We'd read the state law every week. People started suing, and then they, quote, reassessed it and scaled it back, and then they tried to follow the state law. And then last time I heard, they were back with it because we can't keep pressure on them. No law. Just a butch-cut demon woman up there screaming at people. We have a video clip of her we put on the web where now she's trained a whole group of judges, but it showed her for the newscast at the portable building where they have the court, and she's telling the father, you were late. Now what I'm going to do now is put you on probation, sign here. And the father is groveling. Okay, thank you so much, ma'am, thank you. She's like, that's right, that's right. I mean, these people are sick. They're sick. And these parents don't know. They don't know the Bill of Rights. They know nothing. So that's how they operate. And then when your child does one thing wrong, they go to juvenile detention. They're in the system. You've Five times out of ten, you lost them for life, a life of crime. They're going to go to school to be criminals. That's what jail is. And good little children's lives are over. And that whore gets to get fatter and fatter.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
John Swinton, New York Times editor, quote where he said, "We are prostitutes. We are intellectual prostitutes." That's what I mean by whore. She's a total demon. I mean, they got her in, I don't know, 10 years ago or whatever, as county judge. And they have a giant, huge facility, and they keep expanding it, called the Gene Meir Juvenile Justice Center. And, I mean, it's a factory. Because the court isn't even a real court. It just operates and adjudicates and just threatens everyone and screams at everyone. I mean, it's just a woman with a pack of demon judges, just like our former sheriff who we finally ran out of here. The sheriff's department finally did. She puts only, you know what I'm talking about, sheriffs, don't you? Sheriff deputies, yeah, you're on our side. You know about the scum. And she only brings in her scum. And this is how they operate. And if you don't think ruining children's lives and threatening people into getting into the system when it's not even crimes isn't a crime, your head isn't screwed on right. In fact, I found the John Swinton quote here. Let me go ahead and read it to you. John Swinton on the Independence of the Press. This was made in the night of 1880. Swinton was the guest of honor at a banquet given him by the leaders of his craft. Someone knew Someone who knew neither the press nor Swinton offered to toast to the independent press. Swinton outraged his colleagues by replying, "There is no such thing at this date of the world's history in America as an independent press." There is now, though, isn't there? "You know it, and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinion out of the paper I am connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of journalists is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his countrymen and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it, and what folly is this toasting an independent press? We are the tools and the vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." And that is out of Labor's Untold Story by Richard O. Boyer and Herbert M. Moraes, published by United Electrical Radio and Machine Workers of America, 1955, New York. And I can't say it any better than that. But we aren't beholden. I own this company. I own my radio show. I own my websites. And I do my best to navigate the frauds that are out there and to wake you up and to get you moving. And this is what burns in my heart. This is what makes me tick. It's what rows my boat, okay, is that I know there are all these evil, sociopathic people that get off on power. You got criminals in positions of power, psychopaths in positions of power, who get off on bullying people. And I don't know about you, but it makes me get mad. What's the thing say? It's clobbering time! And we can wake up. We can do what we've people done throughout history. We can let the truth spread like a wildfire, like it is. And we can get more and more of these people in prison, expose more and more of them, get more and more of them out of office, take more of these CEOs to jail. We can take this country back if you really want it enough.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than